It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't
actually call us. We don't need your help.
No, exactly.
It just rhymed for the song.
An Aussie mum has come up with this. So, you know how in some rapid COVID tests, the old rat test, you get that UV torch with it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have taken many a rat. And I have not got one UV torch.
I've never seen it either. Getting the wrong brands.
Yeah. We must be, brand selected.
Here's what I will say about UV torches.
Yeah.
Right, and UV lights in general. Be careful what you wish for. With weird light comes great responsibility.
It does.
Yeah?
It does. And this mum is using the UV light in her house.
Okay.
But not in a way that you'd expect.
Right.
So she is actually using it because she puts sunscreen on and then she checks the UV to see how well she's put her sunscreen on.
Cool.
Right?
How thorough of her. She seems
so
like a lot of fun.
Thorough.
She seems like a lot of fun.
She seems like the type of woman now that if she's got teenage sons, watch out, because I can imagine her with that little light being
But that's what I mean. I mean, no, like just no. You don't, like, there's some things that you don't need to know.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Let's just not know. You know?
Ignorance is bliss. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Give them, don't use them around your house. Give them to your local vet or your local, like, go to Gauze or whatever. Because remember we found out ages ago they use them to find if kittens have worms or something.
In their
like
eyeballs.
That. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, in their eyeballs.
Yeah.
Don't use it to just search other...
No, just...
You're not on CSI, you're just a mum.
Eyeballs only, no other balls, is the point. I'm going to say, though, that is just doing a thing. That's not a hack.
Like, I think
everybody,
that's a hack.
Everybody knows that, like, that you can... Because they use it for ads. They're like, no, you should be putting more sunscreen on.
No one's sitting there and turning the lights off and looking at their face. Like, just rub it in properly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's just doing a thing.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955. This is it.
Guess the year.
Yes, it is Geelong at the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year, where we play a little bit of a song and we cast our minds back through the mist of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing, where Loggy was crying when she first heard said song. And that usually gives us a fair indication as to what year it was released.
Exactly. You and I have to put the year in a special format and we yell it out together on three.
Yeah. We write it down on a piece of paper. No changes.
No changes.
No takesies, backsies.
And what you write down is what you say out loud.
Yeah.
In the traditional Price is Right format.
Yeah. Love you, Larry. best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play.
Yeah, closest to without going over.
Otherwise, Louis from the newsroom is going to jump through the booth and slap me Will Smith style. You're making the news late. Keep my news out of your mouth. All right, let's play. Question number one.
American Idiot. So it was.
All right, I'm writing something down. I don't know. I don't feel good about it. I'm writing something down and I don't feel good about it. Put it that way. I think I've gone too high.
Okay, I've had a think.
3, 2, 1, 2004.
The
year was
2004.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well done.
Bang. Oh, they've changed your button, Buzz.
They have.
Don't know about that one.
What about the incorrect? Let's see if.
No.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's crowd applause? Give me crowd applause. That sounds better. Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God.
That's a golf clap. Yeah. All right, question number two. Rudimental.
Oh, that's it. Oh, this sits in a weird place, doesn't it? It's sits in a weird place.
I think we played that on K-Rock since I've started here, so that gives me a bit of a window.
I think I was living in Warrnambool at the time.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
All right. 3, 2, 1, 2015.
Come on, mate.
The year was 2012.
Oh, we're both over.
Let's see what incorrect B sounds like.
Well, that's too much for me.
Aggressive, isn't it?
That's okay. Very aggressive.
1 point to you, none points to me. You get this right, you win. All right, here we go.
I know it because I was obsessed with it and I made sure that I hung by the radio to record it on tape.
Ah.
And I went to the movies to see this particular movie 3 times. But now I've said too much and I feel like I might get it wrong.
Yeah, so I've gone a year and then I've undercut myself because I'm doubting myself.
See, and I've gone for the year that I think...
3, 2, 1, 1996.
The year was 1997.
Yeah, so...
I should have just written 1997.
No, that's okay.
I just give you the win.
Yeah, I think we
don't have time before the news.
Okay.
Well done, mate. Good on you.
Thank you.
You should be proud.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Situation. So I've got a mate, and for many a year, we've known each other and been good friends. I, unfortunately, didn't manage to squeeze him into my bridal party, but he has said always... varying depending on probably how many scotches we've had.
Yeah.
That I will either be his best man or I will be part of the bridal party.
Mm.
And, you know, I feel like we're still close enough for that to be on the cards, which is great if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
However, I've moved into the... Like, we went through a phase where, like, you and Herbie, between the two of you, I reckon you've been to 19 weddings in the last 6 months.
I know.
And I went through a period of that as well, where we just went to a lot of weddings and it's very expensive. Anyway, I'm now at a stage where the weddings have slowed down.
Mm.
And I'm happy to kind of just fade into the background because I've been...
You don't want to go anymore.
No, I'm happy to go, but I just want to sit at a table and drink the booze that someone else is paying for.
Yeah.
And eat the delicious food and make merry. Let me smash the dance floor. I will absolutely lead the nut bush.
See, you can do all of that even when you're in the bridal party.
Nah.
And the thing is, if someone asks you, there is no way that you can say no.
I think I can.
You fake a yes, and then you go home and you have a discussion about it with your significant other. There is no other way around it. You cannot get out of it.
I think I can.
You cannot. You will ruin the friendship.
No, but see, I don't want to ruin the friendship.
Well, exactly. So suck it up, mister. If you get asked, it's a yes.
All right. Donna in Cario, what do you think? Can I say no? Do you know how I can say no? Please tell me you've got a way for me to say no.
Morning, guys. Okay, first of all, I would just like to say, Tom, of course you can say no. I would rather my bridal party be honest.
Okay.
And tell me if they don't want to do it because... You only want people standing up there that actually want to be there and just say, hey, you know what? I would rather be just chilling with my wife on a table and celebrating you guys.
Yeah, like, that's going to turn out real well. Yeah, Donna.
No, but it is hard for Tom to get there and do, like, the rehearsal dinners and, you know, grab that suit that they've all got to wear and do fittings and all that if he's so interstate.
I was an interstate bridesmaid. Thanks, loved every second of it.
Thanks, Donna.
And it wasn't even a big deal.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there's no way. Donna, honestly, someone comes up to you and they're like, oh, you're like, oh, my God, I love you so much. Please be with me up there. And I turned around and said, you know what? I just prefer to hang with Jimmy James and get pissed. You're going to be cool with that?
Yeah, mate. I'm a bogan. I don't care. I'm
all right. A woman after my own heart.
Tom and Log.
K-Rock.